back on and ready for our next panel. I get to be both the presiding officer to introduce the panel as well as the moderator, mostly because I took a, you know, sort of co-chair, request. Because I asked all three of these ladies to spend some time with us this morning. They have spent a long time cumulatively in-house, and I thought they would be incredibly helpful in terms of sharing with them some of their insights as general counsel with respect to various types of investigations. And so let me introduce them very briefly. Their bios are all in the materials, and with the exceptions of Cynthia's, which is really short, there's good information in there about all of them. So Ana Alvarado is right here next to me. She is at Texas Capital Bank, also working with its parent company, General Counsel of Texas Capital Bank Shares. Been there since October of 2021. Before that, she was at First Cash, also in the financial sector, but most of you would know First Cash as Pawn Stores, but also a publicly traded company. Next to her is Cynthia Trochu, who is transitioning out from her role at Texas Instruments, but she has been the chief legal officer, corporate secretary, I don't know, managing director. You have a lot of titles and chief compliance officer. Actually, a lot of you guys have had the CCO role as well as a GC or CLO. They've named a new general counsel, although you are still corporate secretary and executive vice president or something like that, right?
And chief bottle washer.
Yes, yes. Handling a lot of transitional items, Cynthia mentioned, a lot on the way out of the door, handing off batons, some of which relate to investigations. So we'll talk about that in a minute. And then on the far end, Tabitha Bailey, a former colleague of mine at Haynes and Boone. So that's kind of fun. But she is or was the chief legal officer, general counsel of Avantax and its parent company, Blucora. They spun off one portion of their business in 2022. They sold the rest of it at the end of last year, and she's been involved in transitioning that as well. Took some time off, but is starting a new position as general counsel. She won't tell us yet what it is because it's not public. I've tried. We played 20 questions. She didn't give me enough hints. So with that introduction, I do want to go into kind of just what you guys do on your average day. So this is, speaking of AI, right, an AI-generated skyline of Dallas, which I thought was really pretty. So using that as a, look, it's a sunny day, the sun is coming up, things are looking great. What do you do on a regular basis in terms of your role as general counsel, making sure that you're ready when a regulator comes knocking, when a something were to happen, preparing for internal problems? Tell us just a little bit about that role. Maybe, Ana, would you start us off?
Sure. It's the AA in my name, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. You end up right at the beginning. Me too. Someone emailed me about selling Haynes and Boone recently because I'm the first name partner on the website. I'm like, I can't sell the firm. It happens. A names, yeah?
I'm in the banking industry, and this is always top of mind because for those of you who are, you know that you basically live with the regulators in your offices. And so for me, aside of figuring out which meetings I'm actually going to attend to because they're caked on my calendar, is making sure that I know where we're at with that process. I keep really close a really close relationship with our internal auditor. She and I have a great relationship. So she's my regular touch point, right? So this is always top of mind for me. Again, not really, thank God, I don't have any experience with any Dawn raids, but that is sort of the nightmare scenario. And just making sure that I'm just sort of nimble in mind and what I will be doing if either there's an issue, an emergent issue immediately right there with the regulators because they're in constant contact with our employees or whether, just expecting some kind of call or subpoena, right? So I try to keep as nimble as possible and then always just having on my radar where some of the potential hotspots might be that I may have to jump in.